A double concerto event Saturday night at the Sacramento Community Center Theater is bringing two fantastic guest artists to town to perform with the Sacramento Philharmonic. J.P. Joffre, a young master of an instrument called the bandoneon.
Great.
Did I say it right? And
very
pianist
well.
Polly Furman are featured in an event called Viva la Musica. It's described as a rhythmically charged celebration of our region's spirit. Mr. Joffre and Ms. Furman are in our studio. Welcome to Insight.
Thank you so much
Thank
for
you
having
so much.
Us.
It's great to have you here. Now, this is unusual for the two of you to be performing together, isn't it, Polly?
Yes, this is the second time, actually. Not with this piece. It's the first time we're going to do it.
And how have you structured the show then? Because they're both keyboard instruments, but they're different.
Well, actually, the bandoneon is a button. It doesn't have keyboard.
Oh, really?
The difference with the accordion. It's only buttons from both sides. And this piece was written by Daniel Minelli, who is a composer, and he's also a bandoneon player.
Yes.
In homage to, because it's called Homage to Tango. And in homage to his two mentors, who were, the first one was Pugliese, who is the most important orchestra that existed for dancing, and he was a pianist. And the other one is Astor Piazzolla, who Binelli also performed with. And he was a bandoneonist. This year is the 20th anniversary of his death. So it's this homage is to both instruments, to the piano because of Pugliese and to the bandoneon because of Piazzolla.
JP, if I say concertina, I think people get an idea of what it is, or a hand organ. Will you describe a little bit more about
yes.
the bandoneon?
That's a good example, concertina. Yes, of course, people related to the accordion as well, concertina. It's actually comes from the same family, and the instrument was made in Germany on the 1890s, and the purpose of the instrument was to play religious music at the church.
Oh.
That's why it sounds a little bit like an harmonium. It's like actually a portable harmonium. And it's a very interesting instrument because every bottom that, you were right too, you can call it keyboard as well. Every bottom in the keyboard has two sounds. One sound when you open the bellows and another sound when you close. That's why we have to practice four keyboards, two keyboards closing and two keyboards opening.
Well, let's take a listen to a selection from your CD. This is the J.P. Joffre Quintet. This is Primavera 3 from Hard Tango. Such a happy sound, isn't it?
Yes.
Such a celebration sound.
That's why I call it Primavera. It means spring.
That's good. And in a moment, we're going to hear some of your live performance. But Polly, let's get back to you and your piano work, because you started when you were 3.
Yes.
Most children don't even have a memory of being 3, and you were already taking music lessons.
Yeah, I remember.
You do?
I remember, because it was so different for a child's life to go to a teacher at 3. And I remember every moment going upstairs, waiting for my teacher to get up because it was very early in the morning. Being cold sometimes because there was no heat. And so I have wonderful memories of that. I remember perfectly my first concert when I was 7, the flowers, the dress I was wearing. Oh. I remember.
And here she is, a world-renowned pianist now. We're going to take a listen to a little something from your CD from Argentine Piano Music. This is Polly Furman.
Okay.
Well, right away I recognize that's Malaguena. My mom used to play it when I was little. It made me love piano, but that's actually from a different CD, isn't it?
Yeah, this is Ernesto Lecuona. He's a Cuban composer.
You grew up in Uruguay.
Yes, that's where I was born.
So what style of music were you learning?
Classical. My background is all classical
Bach.
Music. Yeah, and I went to the Johann Sebastian Bach Conservatory. So that was very close to my heart.
We are talking with Polly Furman and bandoneonist
J.P. Joffrey. Yeah.
Yes, but I was asking you, and how do I say it if you are a player of the bandoneon? And J.P. said, just say it like that.
Great, you sound great.
So, they're performing with the Sacramento Philharmonic Saturday night in Sacramento at the Viva la Musica event. And there is, by the way, a pre-concert talk with both of you, as well as Maestro Michael Morgan.
Yes,
and
right.
JP, you're a young man taking this instrument and this music all around the world. Is it new for people or is it old tradition?
Well, it's new for people. It's not a very well-known instrument, so audience they always enjoy to see something new, and you know, it's not a violin or a guitar, it's pretty new. Yeah,
I would like you to get set to play live for us.
Oh, of course.
And then I'll just ask Polly in the meantime. Go ahead. This event this Saturday is really a who's who of Latin stars, isn't it?
Yes. It's very important, and I was just commenting that the repertoire chosen by the orchestra for this event is very, very good one and a different one. It's Latin American, but it's very sophisticated music. It's really music well written for concert halls. It has the popular feeling, but it's not popular music. It's classical music.
Well, JP is ready, so let's listen to a little of JP Joffre, a preview of this weekend and what we're going to hear on the bandoneon.
Thank you.
J.P. Joffre on the bandoneon. The music is so moving. Polly, yeah. What do you feel when
yeah,
you...
Yeah, it's like it's a breathing instrument. It is it's a very, very interesting instrument. What, you know, you can bring out of it. I think it has a lot of resources. And, of course, J.P. plays it wonderful. And I think it's worth coming to the concert on Saturday and see it live and hear it live and listen to all these composers and this music that is a unique concert. So I really, I suggest that everybody comes in Sacramento.
JP, it's a very organic experience to watch.
Thank you.
Because the instrument is so dynamic and moving, and because of the air coming in and out, there's a feeling of it being alive with you being alive.
Well, that's actually a composition of mine that I wrote, and you know, in thinking about the origin of the instrument, it was invented to play music at the church. So when I wrote this piece, I wanted to express something different. You know, I didn't want to show like tango, like 4-4, you know, chan, chan, chan.
Right.
So I wanted to do something more organic, so I'm glad you,
yeah,
you got that impression.
It's quite magnificent.
Yeah.
It's a real full experience as opposed to just the sound and the sight of hearing music. Mm, really lovely. You recorded for us earlier today a longer piece, and we are posting that on our website for people to enjoy. What's the name of that selection?
It's a piece of mine. It's a cadenza for bandoneon.
Okay. Well, I want to thank you both. As we close out the segment, we're going to hear more, Polly, of your music. In fact, we will hear the other selection, which was from the Argentine piano music, and invite everybody to come to the show. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having us.
You
know what? I think I might have not given a time, but it is at 2
o'clock
in the afternoon on Saturday down at the Community Center Theater. So, JP and Polly, thank you so much.
Beth.
A delight to meet you.
Thank you very much for having us.
More details at capradio.org/insight. You're listening to Insight from Capital Public Radio, and right now you're listening to the music of Polly Furman.